Priestley. With Martin Bester.
Thursday morning, how's it? If you just tuned in, lockdown day 63, I want to say, in the middle of this COVID-19 fight. And on the line is someone who wants to share their story of their family in Durban and the loss of her husband and their dad. Due to COVID-19, as it turns out. Tracy, thanks for speaking to us. I know these are tough times, and my condolences, firstly.
Thank you very much.
Thinking of you and the family. Anton passed away quite recently in hospital.
Yeah, he passed away on the 21st of May.
And the cause of death there was given due to COVID-19.
Correct, that's correct, yes.
So just give us a brief, and the reason, I'm going to just say right from the start, the reason you want to share your story this morning is to get the point across. There are a lot of people who are not taking it seriously at all.
They think it's fiction. They really are not. And you know what? I don't want anybody to go through this. They need to listen. They need to wear their masks. My husband was not just a number. He was a person. I miss him so much. So please, from the bottom of my heart, just listen and wear your mask. I've lost my husband. My daughter's lost her father. It breaks my heart. He's gone 1 week today. Last week, Thursday, was when he passed.
And he was in hospital for a while, Tracy?
He was.
You tried your best.
He was diagnosed on the 13th of April.
Yeah.
He wasn't feeling well. He had flu-like symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 22nd, he just got worse and they admitted him to hospital. He was admitted into the high care and I thought I would speak to him, you know.
Yeah.
And the next thing, I got a phone call from the doctor to say they placed him on a ventilator. I never spoke to him again. And he died on the 21st. You know, some people have got to listen. They really, really have to listen.
Tell us more about Anton. He worked, he travelled quite a bit.
He did. He worked for SARS. He was an operational specialist.
Okay.
A trainer. And he was training all over South Africa. So mm-hmm. he was in Pretoria and Joburg mm. and PE and Cape Town and Durban.
Mm.
He loved what he did. SARS was his home with his family.
Mm.
You know, and he was really worried about getting the virus. He'd been diabetic for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He really took care of himself. I mean, my husband wasn't an old man. He was 54, mm. you know. Mm. The doctors did everything that they could. But eventually his lungs just couldn't handle it anymore and completely gave out. So
he was on a ventilator for a while.
29 days.
29 days. And
yeah.
and what did the doctors tell you? That, you know, when this virus affects your lungs in this way, it just goes from bad to worse.
It does. He had his good days. You know, we think, okay, but we're winning the war. And then the next day he'd have a slip back.
Oh.
And you must remember, it's a virus, it's not a bacteria. No antibiotics are going to work. There's no cure. They don't know how to treat it. We tried everything. We tried every single therapy we could think of. You know, it's supportive care. This virus does not discriminate against anybody, you know, mm. whether you're thin and fat, whether you're male or female, mm. whether you're black or white, mm. Whether you're an adult or a child, it doesn't care. It just mm. takes anybody.
Did they, however, give you any indication that, you know, I mean, you think to yourself, what else could you have done? You've tried everything.
We did. You know, my husband took precautions. You know, if I was in the car with him, I would sit in the back seat, like they said.
Wow.
We had our masks on. You know, he went shopping. He had his mask on. Whether he touched a trolley or how he got it, we do not know. You know, he was at the doctor's. because he'd taken me because I had backache. You know, so whether there was somebody there, they passed it on. I don't blame anybody.
No, of course not.
You know what? I blame this virus. This virus is vile. We can't see it, but it's killing thousands of people.
Are you, the rest of the family, yourself and your daughter, are you okay? Did you test?
We did. We both tested positive after my husband. But then we tested now at the end of April, and we're both negative.
And you had no symptoms?
I had very mild symptoms. I didn't even have a temperature. My daughter had a temperature, but my husband got it the worst.
He got it the worst. Flu-like symptoms, took him to the doctor, eventually went to the hospital, ICU ventilator.
And passed away.
And this is a story we've heard, well, thousands of times now from across the world. Yeah, that's and you still think, and this is the weird thing, Tracy. We hear these stories. Now I'm hearing it from your mouth, someone here from in this country, in South Africa. And a lot of people still don't take it seriously. They still think it's a myth.
They don't.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Our government is trying everything. They, you know, nobody knows what to do. So they're putting measures in place to protect South African citizens. And you have to listen to them, you know. Nobody in the world has had this virus before. Mm. And now it's there. And we just have to listen and take care of ourselves and take care of each other.
How do you want us to remember Anton?
You know, we were married 28 years. He was a family man first. He loved his family. And even his colleagues at work, they became family. He was a comedian. He just loved people. He could connect with anybody. He was the most devoted father. You know, I always said to my daughter, if I wasn't married to him, he would be. And she'd say, yes, of course, he's my dad. I'm going to miss him terribly. My daughter and him were studying law because they wanted to open a practice together, you know. And now she's got to continue and finish it on her own. The study partner's not there anymore.
What's your daughter's name?
Athea.
Athea. Well, listen, we're thinking of you and the family. I cannot even begin to imagine what you're going through. But I want to thank you for coming on air with us and sharing your story. And I'm hoping that it touches enough people in the most profound ways that they take it seriously.
Thank you very much. You know, my husband was a trainer, and his death was not in vain. And even through us, he is telling people out there, please be careful. Take it seriously. If we can help one person, then our job is done.
Well done, Tracy. You've done a good job this morning sharing your story, inspiring people, motivating people to be careful and to take it seriously. Strange times. Strange times. All the best. We're thinking of you. We'll remember Anton. Love to your family there, your daughter. Take care of yourself. Are you guys okay? You've got people around you?
Yes, I've got family around me and lots of friends, and we're okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Tracy, all the love here from our studio in Gauteng, thinking of you.
Thank you.
All right, Tracy, bye-bye.
Bye.
Tracy Harmon there lost her husband recently, Anton, due to COVID-19. Spent 29 days on a ventilator and eventually did not make it. If you think there's someone who should hear her story, we'll put it up for a podcast download after 9 this morning if you want to share it along.
Wake up. With Martin Vester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.